Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. In the New Living Translation, it says this: I was circumcised when I was 8 days old. I'm a pure-blooded citizen of Israel and a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew if there ever was one. I was a member of the Pharisees who demand the strictest obedience to the Jewish law. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that Paul confesses all these things. He is saying that he did all the things. He checked all the Jewish boxes. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was in a great tribe. He was a Pharisee. He adhered to all the laws and even extra laws. And he did it all. And yet later we'll see that he counted it as absolutely nothing to gain you. Lord, thank you that when we come to you, we just have to lay everything about ourselves at your altar, at your feet, because really all of it's rubbish. No matter how strong I was in my former life, no matter how capable I was, everything that matters is really just you. The valuable things in my life are actually only you. You are that pearl of great price. You are that treasure hidden in a field. Lord, teach us what it means that you are everything and everything is you. That if there is a pearl of great price, that we must sell everything to follow after you. I'm so grateful for the stories in the New Testament, particularly in the Gospels, where we see the disciples dropping their nets, their very livelihood, dropping their livelihood and following after you. They were tax collectors who just stopped doing that. Everything that they had built up into their lives, onto that point, they just said, it means nothing. I cast it away. I throw it aside. And Lord, their ambitions changed in that moment when they met with you. Their lives were started off as fishers of fish and ended as fishers of men. And Lord, I pray for a similar transformation in our hearts, that we would begin to see just the joy and the pleasure and the excitement it is to just drop our nets, to let go of our ledgers, to walk away from that which we thought was everything to us, for the joy that is set before us, and you are that joy. So Lord, I pray for those who are clinging to their abilities, to those who are clinging to their life, clinging to their money, clinging to their reputation, clinging to their perfect relationships. And we all know that no one has a perfect relationship. Certainly I don't. But they're clinging to that because they think that that is their life. And your word says that if we want to save our lives, we have to lose it. If we want to really follow you, we have to take up our cross and follow you. And oftentimes, taking up our cross means letting go of dreams, letting go of what we wanted to accomplish in our own lives and in our flesh, and to let go of our building our own kingdom dreams and grabbing on to a new way of looking at this world through your kingdom. Lord, we pray your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I pray that for my listeners today, that we would no longer try to build a tower of Babel to the sky, trying to impress you with our works or impress others with all the things that we do, and live solely for our reputation, which is so empty and so hard. Instead, Lord, we pray that we would live for your glory, your power, your reputation. We would drop our nets. Lord, I know that you can give us so much more when we surrender. You give us so much more life, so much more peace, so much more patience, so much more goodness, so much more faithfulness when we surrender our lives to you. And so thank you so much for the example of Paul, who just realized that all the cool things in his life that he was building mattered nothing compared to the surpassing greatness of the richness of knowing you. So Lord, we just sit in that today. And we love you and we choose to follow you to the ends of the earth because you are so worthy of our devotion. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life has been hard to you, I just pray that you would let go of that and give it to Jesus in prayer. He is listening, my dear friend.